Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 29, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Protests continue to sweep China. Half the country says America has poor values. Shrinkflation returns during the busiest shopping season of the year. Disney CEO Bob Iger defends the company's woke agenda. Also ahead, we are being deceived about gun violence. But first, anti-COVID demonstrations erupting across China. Hundreds of people hit the streets in Shanghai and Beijing to protest the Communist Party's draconian COVID measures. The government so far refusing to change its zero COVID policy, so millions have been ordered to remain indoors to slow the outbreak. Officials instructing everyone to keep a 14-day supply of medicine and bottled water as the lockdown continues. Survey from Gallup finds 50% of the public believes America has poor moral values. That's up 18 points since 2004. A third of us say our values are fair. 78% think society is getting worse. Just 12% think the culture is good. Folks blame the moral decay on lack of religion, poor parenting, the media, and a personal sense of entitlement. Companies once again reducing product sizes to cope with inflation. Shrinkflation now affects roughly 50% of all household goods in the grocery stores. Manufacturers slashing the quantity of paper towels, ice cream, juice boxes, bottled water, coffee, shampoo, laundry detergent. Between the consumer price index and shrinkflation, the actual inflation rate in America is about 11%. More on high prices and the holidays coming up later. Disney CEO Bob Iger defends the company's woke agenda. The executive, speaking with employees, said, quote, "The core value of our storytelling is inclusion, acceptance, and tolerance. We can't lose that." Of course, that's not the issue, Bob Iger. It's teaching little kids about alternative lifestyles, which you support. And that's why Disney is getting hammered. In a moment, gun violence. We are being misled. Right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Mass shootings in America. The corporate media is not reporting the truth. The definition of a mass shooting, a single event where three or more individuals are harmed or killed by guns. In 2021, last year, there were 690 mass shootings in America. Of those, the number of mass shootings involving a lone gunman, think Uvalde, was, ready, seven. The other 683 incidents involved suspects engaged in criminal activities like drug dealing, burglaries, home invasions. A large percentage are also domestic disputes. Now, handguns were used in 78% of mass shootings. But few understand what's really going on because the corporate media lies. They want to get guns banned, particularly AKs and heavy-duty rifles. So they avoid telling us, the American people, the truth. Again, out of 690 mass shootings last year, only 7 were committed by lone gunmen. So why is this happening? The reason is that the media in America is overwhelmingly liberal, wants gun control, that is, wants the federal government to tell Americans how they can protect themselves, and would like to see most guns banned. But the media is unwilling to actually define the real problem. Criminals on the streets having guns, which they use during criminal activity, primarily narcotics trafficking. So why wouldn't the media cover that? Because most of the drug gangs in America in the urban settings are African Americans. That's why. So the media never wants to put a harsh spotlight on black crime, ever. So they ignore this and concentrate on these psychopaths who go into stores and churches and schools and shoot people up. But there are very few of them. And by the way, even if you banned every gun in the world, there would still be guns on the streets of America. There are 300 million plus in circulation right now. They're not going to disappear. And the criminals will always be able to get guns. Whereas the law-abiding people who want some measure of self-protection, the left would say, no, you're on your own. So once again, a massive deceit in the gun crime situation in America. It's really revolting. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. I hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com. That's where we live. And we have the best, smartest, most honest analysis of the news. Also, my book, Killing the Legend, still going great, makes a terrific holiday gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 58 years ago today, a rock group from the west coast of England hit number one in the USA. The song, I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Of course, the band was the Beatles. They would top the charts 7 times in the next 10 months. Here is the story. Beatlemania made U.S. landfall February 1964. The boys played a few tunes on Ed Sullivan, sparking a national sensation. Later that year, they released one of their biggest singles. Go. Quaint by today's standards, right? Well, the Beatles quickly became the most popular band in America, remained on top until they disbanded in 1970. In total, the Fab Four racked up sales of 1 billion singles in America. 1 billion. 600 million albums worldwide, 25 number one records. They've generated more than $2 billion since 1964. And the Beatles remain one of the most played groups on digital streaming like Spotify and Apple Music. And here's something else you might not know. I Want to Hold Your Hand was first broadcast on a Washington, D.C. radio station months before it was supposed to be released. A DJ named Carol James got the record from an English flight attendant while he was traveling back from London. The bosses of the station urged James to wait, but he refused. He played the record. The song was so popular, it prompted Capitol Records to release I Want to Hold Your Hand months ahead of schedule. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.